Welcome back to the second hour of Leading Edge Medicine. Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only.
Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with your host, Pete Talbot, along with Dr. Samara Humat. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians, all while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. Now, here's your host of Leading Edge Medicine, Pete Talbot.
Welcome back, everybody. You know, I've said this probably once a quarter for the last 20-some years. This is like my dessert. I absolutely love doing the Saturday show. It's just fun hearing from some patients, some callers. It's just fun. Plus, I'm sitting here and I'm learning every time from the two of you. And what could be better than that? And that's why our listeners keep listening. Our numbers keep growing. And that's encouraging. For the last hour, I've sort of been teasing the fact that during the first part of the second hour here, which we're starting now, of Leading Edge Medicine, that you guys want to talk about the first of the year issues around weight and weight gain and weight loss. So I'm not sure where you want to start here.
Well, we can maybe start with what we are seeing in the clinics. Most patients obviously gain a little bit of weight during the holidays. Mm-hmm. It's not uncommon. I'm not immune to that either.
And there's the famous COVID eight.
Well, you know, yes.
The 8 pounds that we're, yeah. People are gaining just from sitting around in the...
I've heard about the COVID 15.
Yeah. And being home and cooking. You remember those stories that were circulating early on about the homemade breads?
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, so labs are reflecting what's going on in people's lives. And yes. Now it's time for lab reviews. And so cholesterol numbers are definitely up for by far and away the most majority of patients. And that's not unique to this year. It's just that it's even more aggravating because everybody's been stressed about all of last mm-hmm. year already. And sugar numbers are up. Some people have gained weight. Fortunately for some, they've actually lost weight. But the problem was because the gyms have been closed and they haven't been able to do resistance training,
Yes. They
actually lost muscle. And that was the most frustrating. You know, they go, working so hard, trying so hard, still lost the weight, cholesterol's up, sugar's fine, but lost muscle mass mm-hmm. and body fat percentages going up.
Yes. And I noticed... I just had my lab work about a week ago, and my cholesterol went up. Now, my cholesterol has always been very nice, but I just had about a 50-point rise in
wow.
my total cholesterol.
Mm-hmm.
Over a three-month period of time?
Yeah. And yet my weight is down.
Mm.
My belly is flat. I'm exercising so-so. You know, the gyms have been closed, so I can't hit the gym. And... as a child, I had this exercise asthma. If I run in cold air, I cough all day.
Sure.
Well, it's cold out now.
Yes, it is.
And if I run outside, I'll spend the entire day coughing from bronchospasm, and everybody will think I'm dying of COVID.
That's true.
You cannot walk into a store hacking and coughing.
No.
So I haven't been running.
Yeah.
And that lack of exercise has made the difference.
Mm-hmm.
Diet hasn't especially changed.
Yeah.
I'm eating light. My weight is down. But that lack, that not running, you know, three and a half miles a day, just allowed my cholesterol. I'm not burning it like I used
right.
to.
Right. Yeah. And so as we've talked about that, what I tell patients is, of course, you know, focus on what is the positive. And there's always something positive that you want to hinge on and help them build on it. One of the things that we've talked a lot about is intermittent fasting and diets. Mm-hmm. And my message to everybody is you got to find something that works for the long haul. Because if you lose weight in the short term, which is great, fine. But if you lose muscle mass and your metabolism slows down and then you go back to your old eating habits, you'll just regain all of that weight.
Yep.
And then it'll be harder to lose it.
And that's what usually happens.
Yes.
3% of Americans who lose weight have kept that weight off in 1 year.
Hmm.
97% of the population regains it in less than a year.
Yeah. It's true. And it's hard. But if you can find something that works, and Jerry, I always give them your example and I use mine. Mine isn't perfect. Yours is perfect.
Say perfect.
Well, but it's better than many. And so you have a great intermittent fast protocol. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about yours first.
All right. Well, except in winter in COVID.
Which happened just this last year.
Well, during the summer, COVID was okay. I could go run.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But generally what I do is I get up, Van Dien fixes me a great breakfast. I don't skip on breakfast. You know, I usually have two eggs, several slabs of cheese, throw in some toast, some jam, a little whipped cream.
Wow.
Yeah, but then I go out and I run 3.5 miles in 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I hit the gym and lift some weights.
Mm-hmm.
And in my typical workout, I'll burn 600 to 800 calories.
Awesome.
So I can have that big breakfast.
Sure.
And burn it all off before lunchtime.
Mm-hmm.
Then I have a lunch. I don't watch my eating, especially at lunchtime. I eat pretty much what I want to. But then I don't eat again until the next morning.
Mm.
So I eat twice a day. I eat morning before exercise, lunchtime to get me through the day and the evening. I don't eat an evening meal, and I don't allow myself to snack through the night.
Right.
And so by the time I go to bed, my belly is empty.
Yeah.
Okay. And here's the physiology that most people have not thought about. Okay. When you eat in the evening, eat your dinner, you have some snacks before bed, that food is going to be digested as the evening goes on, after you go to bed and you're asleep. Your metabolism is going to slow down to its lowest point in a 24-hour period. You're sleeping. You're not moving. Your heart rate is down. Your blood pressure is down. Your whole metabolism is slowed. And yet you've got calories mm-hmm. coming into the system
right.
from that food that's being digested that you ate through the afternoon and evening.
Right.
That energy being produced has to go somewhere.
Yes.
You can't burn it because your metabolism is so slow. The only thing you can do with that energy is convert it to fat.
Right.
On the other hand, if you eat your last meal early enough in the day so that by the time comes time to go to bed, your belly is empty.
Right.
Your gut is not full of food anymore. Your metabolism is going to slow down. But there's going to be no energy coming into the system.
Right.
You've already burned it all.
Yeah.
And the only place you're going to get the energy to stay alive till the sun comes up is by burning your fat stores.
Right. Right. That's what, Dr. Jason Fung in his book on intermittent fasting calls you basically put the fat in a refrigerator in a storage form and locked it and threw the key away. Now it's not going anywhere.
Yes. And so every night you are either going to make fat or lose fat.
Burn fat, yeah.
Because the odds on you having exact balance through the night is pretty low.
Yeah.
But I dare say that it's a rare person that is willing to skip dinner.
Well, not rare. It's hard for people who are working. Like, for
Excuse me. It is rare. It's freaky rare. I've never known anybody else to do it ever in my lifetime.
Well, I know lots of people.
Oh. Really, do
yeah,
you?
Yeah, no, yeah. When I go to meetings, you know, where health and longevity are the focus.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Awful lot of flat bellies there from people that are only eating twice a day. Yeah.
I get interesting.
Now, if you go to meetings, and it's really funny, you go to cardiology meetings, you go to gastroenterology meetings, you go to dermatology meetings, you go to emergency meetings, you have fat doctors all over the place. You got all these guys with great big bellies dragging themselves around the hall, you know, with frowns and depression on their face. And I keep walking by saying, who the hell's going to accept health advice from you, doctor? But you go to meetings where the doctor's focus is health and longevity.
Outside the box.
Most of them are skinny.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. But, okay, so we have our listening audience. Mm-hmm. And so what do you tell them who probably are not going to stop eating at noon?
No. But that's okay.
And so what would be your compromise?
It's not a compromise. It's a progression.
Okay.
Stop eating at 5:30 or 6. Have a fairly early dinner with no snacks from that point on.
Maybe some green tea or what have you. Sure. Yeah.
Have a little coffee. Have some tea. Have some water. Don't eat. No calories coming in. And then when you're comfortable with that, when you're used to not snacking through the evening, you move that evening meal to 5 o'clock. Hmm. And then after some period of time, if you're used to eating at 5 o'clock, you move it to 4:30. I didn't start by just eating breakfast.
Old people do that. Old people go to dinner at 4:30.
You know, when I talk to patients who are working, right? And yes, sometimes it's an excuse, but sometimes it's real. I mean, I can't eat my evening meal early. It just doesn't happen. But then breakfast for me is basically non-existent. And so I do the opposite of what you do. At the end of the day, intermittent fasting will work for you if you are calorie deficit and if you are able to not eat for most of the day for 12 to 14 hours at a stretch.
And that's the key. You're looking for 12 to 14 hours.
Yeah.
Well, good.
So from six in the morning is 12 hours.
Well, that can be done.
Yes, it can.
By virtually anybody.
By most people, yeah. And then, you know, we've got a few of us that are blessed with reminder systems that won't let us forget.
Like a spouse?
Like my wife, yes. She came in and recorded with you guys on, you know, on Bella Medica here a bit ago. As you notice, my wife, if she's got 3 fat cells on her body, they've never met. You know? And she has this very subtle Chinese reminder for me. If when I take my clothes off in the evening, if she looks at me and sees any fat on my belly, she takes one finger, she waves it in the air, she reaches out, taps me on the belly and says, fat. Now, it's subtle, but I'm a very perceptive sort of guy. And I can pick up on the idea that she might think I've got a little extra fat.
Well, bottom line here, folks, is intermittent fasting. If you can go 12 to 14 hours, and odds are you're not, but if you can do that, that will be a major step. At least, Jerry, you'll admit that 12 to 14 hours will do a whole lot.
12 hours, almost anybody can manage except for a very brittle diabetic. Brittle diabetics gonna need their little snacks.
Right.
But if you're not a brittle diabetic, you can do 12 hours.
Yeah.
And if you can do 12 hours for 2 months,
well,
then maybe you can do 13.
Yeah.
Sure. And you can improve upon that. And then the other thing, too, is the extremes of diets. You know, I do eat all kinds of food. And I tell people, you know, if you are going to be successful, then don't be so rigid and do extreme, like all fat or keto all the time, because eventually you'll come off of an all keto diet.
Yes.
And that's hard, because now you start introducing carbs, and before you knew it, not only will the weight come back, you'll just start feeling terrible. So those are hard things to do. So the Mediterranean type of a diet or the DASH diet have actually stood the test of time. They do include carbohydrates and grains.
But it's complex carbohydrates.
Yes, very true. Very correct.
Grains, whole oats and wheat and barley. Yeah. The other thing that people need to recognize is that your goal is to live a long, joy-filled life.
Yeah.
And our goal as physicians is not to make you so miserable that you pray for death. It's just not. And so, you know, I describe my breakfast.
Yeah.
I eat a robust, happy...
Whipped cream.
Yes, you know. Sometimes she makes me a breakfast sandwich with eggs and cheese and banana and peanut butter and whipped cream on the top.
Oh, my gosh. I've never had that.
Sounds yummy. Let's take a break.
But if I eat that and run 4 miles and then go to the gym and lift weights and burn 800 calories, it's gone.
So bottom line, this is probably another good time to remind you folks, this is why patients love being patients at Longevity, because we don't mention it enough, I don't think, that our appointments are an hour long. And by the way, you can have as many as you need. Normally, people come in 4, maybe 5 times a year. But you have enough time so that our doctors are kind of like a coach. And if you have a weight issue, well, we walk you through that. We kind of hold your hand through that and make you accountable. And this is one reason why maybe this is a good time of the year. Maybe weight is on your list of things you want to finally get a hold of in your aging process. Because, you know, it's a killer. That's not an exaggeration. Weight is a killer. Jerry, I've heard you go on about statistics.
It raises the risk of cancer.
Yes.
Heart disease, dementia, diabetes, osteoporosis, depression.
Yeah.
I mean, it just goes on and on.
Lots of reasons you want to deal with your weight. So here's the deal. Again, decide. It's 2021. It's the middle of January. Get to your computer and go to lmclinic.com and snag one of our free health analysis appointments. They're available right online at all three of our clinics, Tacoma, Linwood, Kirkland. You simply go to lmclinic.com. You push the Schedule Now button. The three clinics will show up on your screen. You click the one that you're interested in, maybe that you live closest to, obviously, like, let's say, Kirkland. And when you do that, the Kirkland schedule actually comes onto your screen with all of the available health analysis appointments. You just hover over one that makes sense for you, like Thursday at 2 o'clock. Click it. It's yours. And you get the two free tests, the blood test, the in-body test. And together, you'll understand what some of your basic health risks are. And you get those results during the health analysis appointment. You don't have to wait a week or two or three for those. So it's the information you need to see as, hey, can longevity help you or not? Do you have a need or not? You were concerned about this. You're concerned about that. So it's it makes really good sense. And some people have asked in the last 2 weeks, are you still doing the $100 of free longevity supplements?
Yes.
And the answer is yes. And so you get the two free tests, you get $100 of free supplements, but way, way, way more importantly, you will see in hand what some of your basic health risks are. Yeah. Just getting that information will give you some peace and some hope, because now you have the information. You're not just guessing. Oh, you're not guessing. Anyway.
Pete, before we get any further.
Okay.
I want to make one modification of what I was talking about, though.
Okay.
I know that most of our listening audience cannot run for 4 miles.
That's true.
True. And I don't expect most people to. I mean, that's what I do. But it doesn't matter whether you run or walk. You burn the same number of calories at whatever speed you cover the distance. The only difference in running and walking is cardiovascular fitness. Yes, your legs have to be stronger. Your heart and lungs have to be fitter to run rather than walk. But when it comes to weight, you burn the same number of calories. It doesn't matter whether you go 3 miles an hour or 7 miles an hour. You're going to burn the same number of calories over that distance.
Isn't
it
that
just
something?
Takes you longer to get there.
That's good to know.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is why Vicki is a fanatic. She walks even in the winter times throughout the house and up and down the stairs and around and through the kitchen into the master bedroom, all up and down around. And sometimes she'll look at my number of steps and she'll say, follow me. And we just, and when I'm lucky, I catch her. And it's just, it's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And
what do you mean by getting lucky?
Well, okay, another story. This is, again, it's the beginning of the year. We're way over time. We got to go to a break. But, folks, let's get serious. Your first step to getting serious would maybe be to have a free health analysis appointment. Go to lmclinic.com and get one. If you don't have a computer to do that, you can call us at 866-86-YOUNG. Call Monday morning. Do it, would you? This could be a great year for you. Get into the year. Make a change. Could be... Even your family will thank you. We'll be right back.
Aging gracefully is a terrible option. Learn to live to your fullest potential. It's a lot more fun. Stay tuned for more.
When considering stem cell therapy, it only makes sense to consider the only doctor with over 30 years of legitimate experience in pain management that deals with stem cell therapy. And that's Dr. Dan Nelson with ProOrtho. Listen to what a satisfied patient had to say.
I'm in my mid-70s, and I had had my left knee replaced. I just hated that whole process, and that motivated me not to do that again. It's time to get information about other alternatives, and I want people to know right from the beginning that I was so impressed by your staff, and so I got all my questions answered and was really guided very carefully, and that meant a lot to me. So I would say you are not taking any risk or losing anything by using this opportunity of contemporary medicine.
And comparing one to the other on a scale of 1 to 10?
I would say the stem cells a 10, the knee replacement to me like a 3, and it's a miracle, really.
You should consider stem cell therapy, but call someone with experience. Dr. Dan Nelson with ProOrtho in Kirkland, 425-823-4000, 425-823-4000.
This is Carolyn. In our 60s, my husband and I were struggling with libido. And I've always called him Dudley Do-Right because he's such a good guy. But since longevity, now I'm calling him Studley Do-Right.
How sweet it is to be loved by you. Yes, baby. Ooh, how sweet it is to be loved by you.
You know, it's funny because libido is just one of many, many, many issues. Sexuality in general. ED for guys, libido for guys, and for women. It's just one of the many things we talk about as doctors talk about with their patients here at Longevity Medical Clinic. So lots of reasons to grab one of those health analysis appointments. But, you know, I had an interesting experience. Just real quickly tell you about Dr. Michael Gilbert. I have a very good friend who just yesterday told me, we were just having coffee together, that he went and saw Dr. Gilbert, and it had been 20 years since he'd had an eye exam. Oh, my goodness. If you've heard Dr. Michael Gilbert with Northwest Vision Institute, you'll know that there are things that can be happening to your eyes that are very, very serious, that have initially no symptoms, and it's critical that you catch them. And he says that for anybody over 50, you should be having an eye exam at least once a year. Critical. Not because maybe you're having this horrible problem, but because things can be happening in your eyes that you absolutely need to know about. So I just want to encourage you. He's not just a good friend. He is here because Jerry here, yes, he's nodding his head, agrees that Dr. Michael Gilbert is the guy we recommend. In fact, we encourage all of our doctors at Longevity to refer to Dr. Michael Gilbert in the Bellevue area, Bellevue and Totem Lake at Northwest Vision Institute. You owe it to yourself. Get your eyes checked, and especially get them checked by somebody who's on the leading edge. Makes a huge difference. Huge difference. You can call 425-450-2020. Make an appointment. 425-450-2020. Hope you'll do that. All right. It is time to take another call. Let's do it now.
Yeah. Let's go to Dorothy in Federal Way. Welcome, Dorothy. You're listening to Leading Edge Medicine.
Hi. Hello, Dorothy. What's this question? Tell me about, why are you worried about foamy urine?
Well, I just never noticed it before, and the urine is clear, but there are some bubbles fairly recently that that are visible, and I just wondered if it was a dietary issue or a kidney problem or what you think.
Could be any of the above. You want to start with this, Samara, or shall I?
You can start. That's fine. Yeah.
Single biggest variable is the speed of urination. The faster and with more force that urine hits the toilet, the more churning you get. And so the more bubbles you will get. So people that dribble slowly generally make a lot less bubbles than people that have this urinary flood that hits the toilet with gusto. But then the other variable is protein.
Mm-hmm.
And in women, the most common cause of protein is actually mucus from the vagina. The vagina has a series of glands. The vagina is a self-cleaning organ, and you've got a lot of mucus production glands up around the cervix, and that mucus then runs down the vagina, picks up all the debris and dead cells and bacteria, and sweeps them towards the opening where they fall out. And if you've got a lot of mucus getting mixed with the urine, you're getting a high protein content, which will give you foam. But so will infections, bladder infections, because the bacteria are high protein, and they're producing their own inflammatory products that have a lot of protein. Kidney diseases is where you're spilling albumin or other immunoproteins.
Diabetes, same
reason. Diabetes, yes. Diabetics spill a lot of protein in their urine. So anything that raises the protein content and or the speed of urination will increase foam in the urine.
What I didn't understand was dehydration. I would have thought that if you're well hydrated and, you're peeing frequently and lots together, maybe. Yeah. But why dehydration?
Probably concentration. Whatever protein content you've got is now concentrated because there's less water to dilute out the protein.
Sure.
But, this actually, here's a medical historical note from the 8th century.
Okay. Where you file them away, I don't know, but.
We all know my brain is full of trivia, most of it useless. In the 8th century, a Muslim physician in Spain.
Okay.
Actually used men who had foam in their urine as a sign of mental illness.
Huh.
The belief, of course, was that they didn't know it was protein at the time.
Okay.
But a man that was not having frequent intercourse, a man that was celibate, had to be mad. And they weren't sure if it was the celibacy that drove them mad or if the fact that they were mad was the reason they were celibate.
For goodness sakes.
But they were not emptying their prostate and getting all that protein from their ejaculate out. And so it would build up in the urine, they felt. And that was a sign of madness.
Huh.
So, you see, in early Christianity, celibacy was a sign of piety.
Yeah.
But in Islam, it was a sign of madness.
Wow. History, Leading Edge Medicine, History 101. Dorothy, anything else we can help you with?
Thank you so much for your help, and I will go in and get it tested.
Yep.
You have a great day, okay?
Okay,
it's a lot, Dorothy.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Hey, with everything going on, I've been late. I've been going too long without breaks. We got to take one right now. Don't go far. We'll be back.
Leading Edge Medicine.
Listen to past programs by going to lmclinic.com.
Pete Talbot again, and we are so proud here on Leading Edge Medicine to have such respected and truly qualified medical doctors, researchers, and plenty of guests on our show. This is especially true with Dr. Michael Gilbert from Northwest Vision Institute. But you need to know, it's not just my opinion.
What impressed me is that they're extremely professional, high-tech. I was there getting different tests and so forth, and I was extremely impressed because I've been to another ophthalmologist, and to tell you the truth, it was old school. And all of his staff, they treat you well. You just feel like you're at a party. You just feel comfortable. It was just awesome.
If it's been over a year since you've had your eyes checked, call and schedule an appointment with one of the Northwest's best, Dr. Michael Gilbert at Northwest Vision Institute. Call 425-450-2020. That's 425-450-2020.
Longevity Medical Clinic is happy to announce that Longevity Development, the business and marketing arm of Longevity Medical Clinic, has entered a strategic management relationship with Paramount Pharmacy. As a medical clinic, we cannot tell anyone where they have to go to fill their compounded prescriptions. We can only make suggestions. But for the last 2 years, we have referred our patients to Paramount Pharmacy for three key reasons. Excellent quality control, excellent pricing, and excellent customer service. And now, due to our new management oversight and relationship, Longevity Development and Paramount are actually working together to better serve our patients. A team approach to better healthcare. It truly can make a difference. And now, to celebrate and to convince you that we truly feel we can better serve your health needs while saving you money, Paramount has agreed to make an offer to all new patients willing to give Paramount a try. On your first prescription only, Paramount is offering you a 90-day supply for their 30-day cost. That's right, a 90-day prescription for the 30-day cost. All you need to do is call Paramount at 425-251-1660. It's as simple as that. Call 425-251-1660.
You hear all the time about fitness and doing exercise. Where do you get the energy to start your exercise program? With Longevity, I was able to start my exercise program, and that parlayed into more energy, of which I ended up going from 220 pounds to about 180 pounds in about 2 years. And that has changed my life. And that's why I tell everyone I know about Longevity.
Really, 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 are you really mine? Really, 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 are you really mine?
You tell me that you love me, and you tell me that you want me, and you even wear my graduation ring. It's too wonderful, it's too beautiful, it's a fantastic thing. Are you really,
I wish you could see us in the studio. We all lip synced. Duwah. You know. We love the music.
You do it with a wide arm gesture.
Yeah, that's right. Duwah. Like I'm in part of the backup group for Jimmy Rogers. It's funny. We got a very nice email, actually.
Uh-huh.
Contact us at lmclinic.com from a listener. We had made a comment, I think, just last week about one of the bumpers that we've actually been using for like 22 years, since the very beginning of the show. There's just one that stayed forever. And she made the comment that she loves the oldies that we started doing about 2.5 years ago. It hit me. Hey, most of our people are a little bit older and would appreciate some of the oldies. And she said, I love your oldies, even though I had never heard of Patsy Cline.
she's not a country music good. Fan.
No, no. But she said, can't you bring in a little Elvis? She said a little Sly and the Family Stone, even though I've got Sly in there. And maybe the Beatles. So she's, I think she wants some of the 70s.
60s and 70s.
Yeah, she wants some of the 70s. She likes the 50s, 60s, but I think she wants some of the 70s. So that's going to take me just a little from a production point of view, but maybe even by next week, I'm going to get you some Elvis.
Ooh.
I'm going to get you maybe even a little Beatles and stuff like that. So yeah, whatever.
See, I got CC'd on that email.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I wrote the lady a note myself.
Oh, did you? So did I. Of course. Yeah,
well, I saw your answer.
Okay.
And so I just had to throw in my own and pointed out that that you and I have somewhat different musical tastes.
Sure, sure.
And that if I were going to be throwing some music in there.
I'm scared. I'm not sure I want to hear this.
There would be some Strauss and Shostakovich.
I walk down the hall sometimes. He's got a sound system in his office that's pretty impressive, a massive office, quite elegant, and sometimes the music is just booming with Beethoven and Bach. And
And my favorite when I get in, if I'm stressed, you know, is the love theme from Romeo and Juliet.
All right.
Oh. All those French horns just mellow.
All right.
So, yeah, so I'm tempted to make a CD or two to send off to Jerry myself.
We're talking about Jerry Berg, who has also been with us for 20-some years. In fact, he started off as the original host doing what I'm doing now, way back when, and did a spectacular job. But
my mother, by the way, really hated it when Jerry left and you took over.
Oh, I know.
My mom adored Jerry Berg.
Yeah. There's probably still that rue the day that decision was made. Sorry about that. Sorry, Jerry. Anyway, here's the deal. Fortunately, Jerry Berg answers to me. So Jerry Berg, I know you're listening right now. Take his counsel, but let's talk. Let's put it that way. Okay. Now, I want to comment. First of all, we want to talk about nano antibodies here, but I want to go back because earlier in the program, you were talking about weight loss and cholesterol and all of that in the new year. Well, that little testimonial, it's been 2 or 3 minutes, but when we came back from this last break, I remember this. I know this guy. I won't mention his name, but he just talked about it. He said in 2 years, he lost 40 pounds. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to emphasize the fact that it took 2 years.
Yes.
40 pounds is impressive.
Yeah.
But for me, it's almost doubly impressive that he took 2 years to do it. He didn't try to do it in 3 months.
No.
And that would be, he would probably have wound it up in that 3%.
Yeah. Wound it up.
Ended up. Sorry. Sorry, my mind is going in
you
three
rascally
different...
wabbit, you.
I deserve it. So he would have ended up in the 97% that didn't keep it off.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was 2 years.
It was really a lifestyle change.
That's
it was about a pound and 3/4 per month is what he did on average. But yeah, a pound and 3/4 a month doesn't sound like much.
But it is.
It is. Yeah, about 1/3 of a pound a week. But it comes off.
Yeah.
And it adds up over time.
And so I was proud of that guy because he's kept it off.
Right.
And he needed to do that. Okay. We were talking, obviously, we've talked a whole lot today, as you always do, especially to start off the show, about the virus and the vaccines and everything. What about this whole area of nanoantibodies?
Nanoantibodies.
Tell us.
Well, nanoantibodies are kind of a fun product, or a fun development that I just saw here in the last couple of weeks. It came out. Well, let me see how to explain this. Albert Einstein once said, if you can't explain it to a third grader, you don't understand it very well yourself.
Yes.
And I always try to remember that when I'm talking to an audience. How do I explain this fairly simply? You have two aspects to your immune system. The T cells that produce the natural killer cells that provide long-term protection. Then you've got the B cells that make antibodies. And these are our structures we produce in response to our body being invaded by something.
Mm-hmm.
And we have learned to actually recreate the structure of antibodies.
Mm-hmm.
That was what President Trump received, an intravenous infusion of a monoclonal antibody solution that was made specifically to attack the coronavirus. And it's very effective. But it's very expensive because it's very difficult to make antibodies in large quantities in the laboratory for you then to infuse into your body when you're sick. So researchers noticed kind of an interesting thing. When they were making antibodies to attack viruses, sometimes the manufacturing process would get incomplete. And instead of getting an entire antibody, there would be an antibody fragment, a little piece of an antibody that would still bond to the virus and tie up its markers. And somebody came up with a bright idea and said, well, wait a minute. These things are really tiny compared to the full antibody. So it's a much smaller protein complex. It would be much easier to reproduce and manufacture. What would happen if instead of making the antibody, we made fragments of antibodies in large numbers? And so they did that, and it turns out that they are very effective at tying up the virus and preventing the virus from infecting cells. And so they have dubbed these now nanoantibodies, tiny antibodies. And what they really are is just pieces of antibodies.
Okay.
But they work. And they're very cheap to make. They're very fast to make. And so while they, of course, have not yet been approved by the FDA, and if the new administration puts the enormous regulatory burden back on that Mr. Trump took off, we may not see him for 6 or 8 years. But if we can keep the regulators and politicians out of science long enough, we could have a whole new set of structures that can attack viruses and bacteria. Not just the coronavirus.
Yeah.
All sorts of viruses we might be able to make now antibody fragments, nanoantibodies for. The science is great. It's the government regulation that turns a one-year project to a seven-year project.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I don't know what's going to happen. We have to wait and see what the politicians do to us, for us, with us. Who the hell knows?
Against us. Yeah. You know, just real quickly, I remember you sharing a month or two ago that up until, I think it was 1962, the FDA only required a new drug to be safe.
Yes.
But then something happened.
Well, they changed the law. And the intent was good. They wanted it to be both safe and effective.
So now...
But the question is, effective at what? Because drugs don't know what we call them. For instance, let me give you doxazosin. Doxazosin was a drug that was produced for blood pressure. And that was the only thing the FDA approved it for. But it turns out that the drug also lets men with big prostates pee better. And it helps kill prostate cancer cells. And it shrinks prostates over time. So what we regulated it for, what we approved it for, and what it does are not always the same thing. You know, Viagra, the PDE5 inhibitors, the drugs that we now use primarily for erectile disorder, were never designed for erectile disorder. It was a cardiovascular drug to open up the blood vessels in your heart. It turns out that in opening up your blood vessels, it also opened up blood vessels other places. And now we are finding out that it also impacts thinking and mood, and it helps cancer cells to be more responsive to many of the chemotherapy and radiations. And it slows cancer cells' growth, and it helps prevent the metastasis and spread. And so all these other things were never designed for the drug. These are just things that doctors found it worked for.
So specifically, let's just use this as an illustration. At Longevity Medical Clinic, you actually have some of our patients on ED meds, even if they don't have ED?
Yes, and I have a lot of women on it because they don't have a penis, but they've got a clitoris. But more important, they've got a brain, and they've got lungs, and they have a heart, and they have muscles, and they have bones, and they're at risk for cancers. Why wouldn't I use drugs that impact all those things?
Okay. You know, I almost have to apologize here, but I can't help myself. Sorry. This is why. Folks, this is the piece of the pie. Another little teeny piece of the Longevity Medical Clinic pie. Do you need this information? Would you like this information from your doctor at Longevity Medical Clinic? Because you know darn well you're not going to get it at your primary care physician. You are not going to get it.
But, you know, I'm on tadalafil, a PDE5 inhibitor.
Me too. You put me on it.
Sure. And, you know, I don't have ED, but I've got a brain, and I've got a heart, and I've got bones, and I have a family history of
cancer.
That's
right. Yeah, me too. and dementia.
And dementia. And that skinny little wife of mine is also on them. All right? So, I mean. So
here's a piece of pie.
And
just
you know
a small piece of pie.
The FDA hasn't approved any of those.
Right. Reasons. They're legal because
they're
it's off-label.
Once the drug is approved for anything, doctors can use it for just about everything.
That's right.
But the fact is that you say safe and effective. And the question that should be asked is, effective for what?
Yeah. Well,
prove it safe, put it on the market, and let the doctors decide what it's effective for.
And this is why we simply suggest, if you are dependent upon insurance-based health care, you have a real serious problem you have to contend with. But you also have the advantage of knowing about Longevity Medical Clinic. These are the things that we deal with all of our patients, and it's information. If you go to your doctor and talk about taking an ED med, ask him or her, hey, should I be taking an ED med?
Yeah. And if it's a her, ask her if she's on one.
Yeah. you'll get laughed out. You'll say, oh, I can just see it now. Anyway.
If you were one of our patients, there's a chance you might be.
Well, that's true. And we do have a whole lot of doctors now as patients. But here's the deal. Just make a free health analysis appointment. For goodness sake, take a baby step. Just have our two free tests, the blood test, the special in-body test. You get $100 of free longevity supplements. Come on. 2 + 2 = 4. It really is. Do you want 4? Or do you want 2.5 or 3 or 3.25? You can have 4 because 2 + 2 = 4. Get it all. Have the whole pie at Longevity Medical Clinic. Please.
And just don't go to school in Seattle and tell them that because over in Seattle, math is racist.
That's right. 2 + 2 = 4 according to our progressive
Well, not only is it not 4, but making kids learn that it is 4.
I know.
Is an exercise in white supremacy.
Please, we're out of time. We got to go to a break. We're way late. We've been late twice during this hour. If you want to become and grab one of the free health analysis appointments, for crying out loud, get off the fence. You know you want to get over the fence into our territory. At least take that baby step and grab a free health analysis appointment at lmclinic.com or by calling 866-86-YOUNG. Jerry Berg is just going to shoot me. We're so late. Here we go.
Leading Edge Medicine.
Listen to past programs by going to lmclinic.com.
Did you know coffee is the number 2 commodity in the entire world? Only behind oil is number 1. Pete Talbot here again, and how would you like to stand with me in Guatemala or Brazil to watch a totally revitalized village, literally being pulled out of poverty, all because of the vision and mission of Camino Island Coffee? That's right. Camino Island Coffee helps to revitalize third world villages that are now growing their coffee beans and becoming the owner of the land while doing it. It's so exciting. And we're talking about Arabica beans that are organic and grown at high altitude and in the shade, which are far less acidic. If you consider yourself a coffee connoisseur, you ought to try a full pound of Camino Island Coffee for for just 99 cents. That's right, 99 cents. You will taste the difference while changing the lives of an entire village. That's what I call life-changing coffee. A full pound for only 99 cents. Simply go to CamanoIslandCoffee.com/longevity. That's CamanoIslandCoffee.com/longevity or call 866-387-5282. 866-387-5282.
My husband and I are, as you said, just right on schedule for falling apart in a very timely manner. So I think we're going to come to one of your seminars here the next time they come around. And I do thank you for all your advice on the radio.
Hey, hey, Paula, I want to marry you. Hey, hey, Paula, no one else could ever do. I've waited so long for school to be through. Paula, I can't wait no more for you, my love, my
love. Hey, welcome back. Leading Edge of Medicine. I'm Pete Talbot, and I selected that music just simply because it was the music that I was dancing to at early on in my 13th year when I kissed my first girl. So that was kind of fun. Brenda, that was fun. Anyway, thank you for putting up with all the oldies. Actually, we get a lot of calls how much people appreciate the oldies. In fact, we almost are inundated with comments about the oldies. And as I mentioned a little earlier in the program, we're actually going to expand our music selections a bit into the further into the 60s and even into the 70s. So you can look forward to that coming up soon enough. We'll make that happen. Let's take another call, shall we? Let's go to Kirkland and take the last call for the day. Susan, welcome to the show.
Hello, Susan.
Hi. I have a now 35-year-old daughter who has had bad cramps since day one. And So she just gets very, very bad cramps to the point of nausea and has to just go to sleep and take it, you know, two Motrin and deals with it. She's she's an executive now, and so that means it's a day off work, but it's easy. You know, everybody kind of has to work around that. So the other thing that happened with her is she's always carried a little bit of extra weight. Her body type is to have more breast tissue and a bigger middle, right, than me and her sisters. And so I always think of hormones. I think exercise fixes everything. In the case of her cramps, it just makes her sicker. This has gone on long enough. She gained like 40 pounds and then lost 30 of it. Still carries the belly fat. Now has a lot of thinning hair. So I put all this together and I thought, there's a picture building here.
And yes, and I'm the first one that comes is, polycystic ovarian syndrome is what I'm thinking. Which is a genetically transmitted disease in which the women have high androgen levels. They tend to be overweight. They have poor glucose metabolism, higher blood pressure, decreased fertility, hair loss, frequently increased acne issues. She needs to be checked. Somebody needs to get a good look and run some testing on her. If that's what the problem is, then she needs to get on something like metformin, which will help significantly. She needs to have her hormones adjusted rather aggressively to avoid the androgen excess. And as far as the cramps go, easiest way, although some hormonal manipulation can help stop that. The easiest, least invasive is to use the non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, the things like ketoprofen, piroxicam, ibuprofen, any of those. Start it about 3 or 4 days before her period. Don't wait for the cramping. And if you'll knock down the prostaglandin production, because that's what's doing this, high prostaglandin production is resulting in the uterus spasming and causing pain. You can, if you start 3 or 4 days before the period's due, push that dose of the nonsteroidal up, suppress her prostaglandin production, she'll probably get a lot less cramping. But the rest of her pattern, regular, you know, if you use an ibuprofen, 600 to 800 milligrams a day, you know, they come in 200 milligram pills, so three or four times a day. Start it 3 or 4 days before her period's due. Give it a try. It often helps. It's not a miracle. Doesn't always work, but it works frequently. So that's a nice place to start for women that are having hard, painful menstrual periods. Mm-hmm. But work her up for possible polycystic ovarian syndrome. Have her go see a good doctor that'll do that workup for her. Okay.
Okay. And do you have anybody you can refer? That's what stops us. If we're not doctor people. And so we just don't do anything. I mean, yeah, you know, to our own broken legs around here. So
No, I do understand. But, you know, back in my old country doctor days, I knew every specialist in 100 miles. These days, all I treat is the aging process. So I've really fallen out of the referral network for this sort of thing now. Sorry about that.
Okay. All right. We're in Kirkland, though, so that wouldn't give you any. If we talk to somebody at your clinic, do you think they could give us some guidance for Kirkland?
Might be able to. The other thing, of course, is check with your insurance company, and they'll give you a list of gynecologists that accept your insurance here in the Kirkland area. Because any good gynecologist can work this syndrome up. It's very common. Every gynecologist knows about it. Every family doctor probably should know about it. It's not that hard to work up.
Great call. Glad you called. Good luck with your daughter. Boy, if we've been around the barn today, all kinds of good stuff. Jerry here and Dr. Emet started off the show the first hour talking about the virus, and then later in this hour, nano, what is that? Oh my gosh, all kinds of nano antibodies and good stuff, and a lot of good calls. Thank you so much for that. And again, let me just quickly say, we've only got about 30 seconds here. If you would like one of our free health analysis appointments, again, I'll just say it. Maybe I say it too bluntly sometimes. Please forgive me. I just get passionate, and I just want you to be feeling better. And I have the joy. I literally have the joy of being able to talk to a lot of patients. It's kind of what I do on the phone and even at the clinics now and again. And so we know that there are many, many, many hundreds and hundreds of very happy patients. We just simply want you to be one of them. And so if you would like to just take that first step, it's a baby step, but it's a free appointment. It's a free health analysis appointment. You get two free tests, the blood test, the special in-body. You know about it. Also, you know about you'll also get the $100 of free longevity supplements too. So, I mean, for goodness sakes, step out of your comfort zone, maybe just a little bit, and grab one of those free health analysis appointments. You do it simply by going online at lmclinic.com. Really easy to do. lmclinic.com. Push the schedule now button and the three clinics will show up. We have three clinics: Tacoma, Linwood, Kirkland. You click on, let's say, Tacoma, and the schedule for the free health analysis appointments for Tacoma will show up on your screen, all of them. And you just simply hover over the one, you know, select the appointment that is good for you. Maybe Tuesday at 10 in the morning, or 3:30, or Thursday at 4 p.m., whatever. Grab it. It's yours. And come on in. You'll be glad you did. Now, if you don't have a computer, that's okay. You can call us at 866-86-YOUNG. 866-86-YOUNG. Regardless, thanks for listening. Tell your friends about us, will you? And if you want to go back and listen to any of the previous shows, just simply go to our website also at lmclinic.com. At the top right hand of the page, push the podcast button, and down will drop all of your options. It'll also show you where we air the show every Saturday morning, each hour. All right? And then you can also go back and listen to a previous show. Again, all of that at lmclinic.com. Have a wonderful rest of your weekend. Thanks much.